Welcome to JC English, where we teach you useful terms and expressions in just a few minutes. I'm your host, Jerry.
Hi guys, I'm Cecilia. 欢迎回到 JC 英语从洛杉矶发来的 podcast. 那么现在又到了一年一度的春节了。
The weeks leading up to Spring Festival are always a busy time for travel and transportation in China.
That's true. 每年到了春节前后呢，就是全国大搬家的时候了哈，因为春运来临了。
Yeah, in fact, the Chinese New Year season is the largest incident of human migration in the world each year.
Human migration, 人类大迁徙，这个就应该是春运的英文了哈。
Yeah, migration means a seasonal movement from one place to another.
Migration 呢，常见于动物哈。我们说很多动物，比如说像候鸟，它们每年都会 migration, 迁徙。
Yeah, so for instance, many animals like birds migrate each winter to warmer climates.
我们说这个生物的适应性是非常强的，在这个天气转凉了以后呢，这些候鸟哈，它们就用 migration 的方式来适应环境，它们就飞到暖和的南方去。
Yeah, so like other animals, We humans undertake seasonal migrations around the holidays to visit family and friends in our hometowns.
那对我们人类的这个 migration 哈，迁徙可以叫是 seasonal migration, 季节性的迁徙。那这里呢 ,seasonal 有按时间按季节，也就是周期性的意思哈。比如说像我们刚才说的赶上了春节，肯定要有春运。那这里呢春节就是这个 season。
And your hometown is quite simply the place where you were born and or grew up.
对，刚才这位还提到一个词哈 ,hometown。那每个人都有自己的 hometown, 家乡。那说起 hometown 呢，中国人和美国人界定的这个意义是不是不太一样啊
It's a little more specific and divided in English.
嗯，好，说到这里我们插播一句哈，我们所有节目的文本呢都可以在微信公众号 JC 英语的推送文章里找到，大家可以查看参考一下。好，那再说回这个 hometown。
Okay, a person's hometown can be different from their city of birth. You can also say birthplace.
一个人的出生地哈 ,city of birth, 未必就是他的 hometown, 其实我也是一样的。
Yeah, so for instance, Cecilia was actually born in Sichuan because her parents were working there. But since both her mom and dad are from Beijing, and she ended up growing up there, then she considers Beijing to be her hometown.
对，像我自己哈，像 Jerry 说的，我自己呢是出生在四川的成都，因为那个时候我父母从北京到成都去工作哈，但是在我四个月大的时候呢，又被送回北京，然后在北京长大，所以呢，我一直觉得北京才是我的 hometown, 那成都呢就是我的 birthplace.
And I was actually born and raised in Houston, Texas, so I consider that city to be my hometown through and through.
诶，我觉得你生在美国，但是你的 hometown 应该不是美国，而是中国，不是这样吗？
Actually, we only use the term hometown to describe the city or town you were born in, but we can also use the term home in front of a variety of place names to mean that we come from there.
好，那我们来看看 home 这个词哈，它在英语里应用的非常的广泛。
Yeah, so for instance, I can say that my home state was Texas when I was growing up, just as someone can describe their home province as Sichuan or Hebei.
那你提到这个 home state 或者 home province, 其实都是家乡的意思。这个有点类似我们中文说的祖籍哈。那么说一个人的祖籍国，英语里怎么讲呢？
Well, if you wanted to say which country you are from, it's better to say country of origin.
Country of origin 就是祖籍国哈。我在美国看到很多这个文件填写的时候上面都是这么写的哈。那么我们能说这个一个人的祖籍国是 home country 吗？
Well, home country is technically correct, but we really don't say it that way.
Oh, okay, I see.
You might also hear people describing their countries of origin as their native countries or native land.
Native countries 或者是 native land. Native 这个词呢用的很多哈，它有本地当地，就是比较正宗的意思。比如我们说一个人的母语是英语，我们就可以说这个人是一个 native English speaker.
And a more old-fashioned way of saying native country is motherland or fatherland.
嗯，这个词我们中文以前很常见哈。比如说 my motherland, 我的祖国，这个听起来很熟悉的一种叫法。那其实现在出了国哈，就很想那个国家，不一定要常常回去，但是想起来呢，心里暖暖的。
So you can also use terms like my origins or roots.
嗯 ，origins 或者 roots。那我们一般会问 ，Where are you originally from? 你到底从哪里来的？
Yeah, like Likewise, you can ask someone about their roots.
Roots 就是一个人的根哈，也应该有原籍的意思哈。
So if you talk about someone's roots, we are referring to their origins or source.
Origins 或者 source, 来源哈。
So for example, when I visited my ancestral village in Hainan, I learned that my family actually has roots in Fujian province because my ancestors once lived there before relocating to Hainan.
对，像 Jerry 说的哈，他其实他父亲的老家哈祖籍是海南，但这个听家里的亲戚说哈，他们最早的时候是从福建搬迁过去的。那我们一般中国人都有着比较复杂的背景哈，因为在古代的时候啊，包括近现代哈，一直都在打仗，兵荒马乱的呢，大家就四处迁徙。那不知道在听节目的您有着什么样的背景呢？可以留言和我们分享一下。那如果您想每天都收听地道实用的双语节目，来提高您的英文水平，了解欧美文化，可以在微信公众号 JC 英语升级我们的会员课程，现在价格十分优惠，一周呢更新六天，每天更新两个栏目，我们等着你啊！感谢您的收听 ，See you next time，
拜拜。